The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on a Friday afternoon. Let's talk about what's going on in the Greater Des Moines Metro with Jeff Pitts, our lifestyle contributor from City View, on account of they know what to do at City View. What's going on, my friend? Nothing, huh? Zero.
Zero.
All right, well.
Zilch.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a real pleasure. Nothing happening in the Metro this week. No, I know you got stuff.
We do. It's going to be a great weekend. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Grab your tequila, kids.
Yeah. The farmers markets are going on. Kentucky right. Derby this weekend.
Wow.
A lot going on.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm tired already.
Tired already.
Haven't even started. Oh, that's right. The farmers market does start. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, let's go.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Go.
DemiCon 28.
What?
Yeah. Des Moines annual science fiction, fantasy, and gaming convention.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that starts today. It's already started. DemiCon's a not-for-profit science fiction, fantasy, and gaming convention held annually in Des Moines. It's a family-friendly thing. It offers panels, workshops, live music, an art show, an art auction, open gaming.
Oh.
It's got it all. It's got it all.
There you go.
That's at the Hotel Inn and Suites at 4800 Merle Hay Road in Urbandale. If you didn't get your fill of flowers tonight, tomorrow, more flowers.
Saturday flowers.
Tulip Time 2017 in Pella. Travel back in time to a European village of windmills, tulips, and a colorful festival. Pella's unique all year round, but Tulip Time takes it to another level.
Yeah, wooden shoes and everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a pair of wooden shoes?
No, I don't.
Have you ever made a pair?
No.
Me neither.
You?
I'm looking to get some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Is that right?
That's exactly what they say in Pella, for crying out loud.
Hmm.
All the vans are there.
All
the vans are there. All right, tulip time.
Dutch attire is optional.
Yeah.
But Dutch dancing is definitely recommended.
Dutch dancing.
The parades are Saturday 2:30 and 8:30.
Excuse me, are you going Dutch? Anyway. All right.
Let's see. Also this weekend, well, today, but also tomorrow. So it's Cinco de Mayo today, but it's also Cinco de Mayo celebration on the 6th in Valley Junction.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. They have their big festival, 13th annual festival.
Wow. That's Valley Junction on Saturday.
Yep.
The 13th annual Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Starts at noon, runs till 10.
Joe Henry will be there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Lulac. My friends with you. Oh, yeah.
You know all about it.
Yeah, I'm down with the Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Amen.
You got a neat stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh boy, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. There'll be live music there. Mariachi Aguilar's playing. Guitars. Tony Valdez is large band.
Oh, the large band. Tony Valdez large band. Ooh, that's going to be good.
It's going to be good. And then, of course,
it's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Saturday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had their first farmer's market, and then that was yesterday.
Right.
But then downtown tomorrow.
It's Saturday's farmer's market, right?
Yep, yeah,
25,000, they say.
Wow.
And they're opening up a new D-line just for the downtown, so you can park further away and then ride the bus.
Huh.
Down to farmer's market? Yeah.
25,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of food.
A lot of food. You can ride your bike there if you want to. The Des Moines Bike Collective has a bicycle storage place that's guarded and watched.
That's really grown into something big.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the whole thing is just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Over 300 vendors.
Wow. You going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My bride has told me I will be there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're still hungry afterwards,
yeah,
after the farmer's market, there's a throwdown.
Food truck throwdown?
That's right. Downtown Foodies Unite at the Des Moines Social Club for the 3rd annual Food Truck Throwdown Food Festival. Runs from noon to 8. More than 15 local food trucks are scheduled along Cherry Streets and 9th and 7th Streets, in that area downtown. They're estimating 5,000 hungry people will be there.
Because, you see, Farmer's Market gets over at noon.
Yep.
And then everybody's just going to en masse.
Move on over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a swarm of locusts.
Like a swarm of locusts.
That's it. Yeah.
Huh.
A swarm of locusts will devour the food truck throwdown.
That sounds... I'm not sure if that makes it sound better.
No.
I think it does.
Hungry.
They're hungry.
All right.
So also Saturday, pig races out of Prairie Meadows.
Get out of here.
To go along with their Kentucky Derby Day.
Oh, of course.
So they say it's going to be a squealing good time.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And the Derby's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. Are you a Derby fan?
Yes, I am. I like to wear my hat, you know.
What kind of hat?
Well, it's kind of got flowers on it and a nice veil. It's it's my Kentucky Derby hat.
Huh. I need one of those. Yeah. I don't have wood shoes or a Derby hat.
You're out, man.
All right, so next week, Monday, May 8th, at Wells Fargo Arena.
Okay.
Do you happen to know who the number one selling duo in music history is?
The number one selling duo in
duo.
Captain and Tennille.
Close. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
There you go.
They'll be here at the Well. Mate, that's at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo.
I interviewed Daryl Hall
and
John Oates about 30 years ago in Illinois. It was a big time.
That would be neat.
Yeah. And they're older now, too.
We're not getting any younger.
No. Daryl Hall, John Oates at the Well. Coming up on Monday night. Nice.
Rich Girl, Private Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Man Eater. Tuesday, play hooky. May 9th. Go to an iCubs game. It's a rare day game.
Ooh.
Starts just after noon. 12:08. Nice. 12:08 p.m.
Hooky on, what day is that?
Enjoy
Wednesday?
The sunshine. That'd be Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday, too.
Yep.
Wow, so you could just like stay downtown. You go to the Cubs game. Wow.
Well, the Hall & Oates is on Monday.
Hall & Oates is Monday.
Yep. So you can stay overnight.
Right, stay overnight, and then just go to the game.
Yeah.
There's a couple of cool hotels downtown you can stay.
Yeah. There are, yeah.
All right,
that'd
nice.
Be a good deal. Wednesday, May 10th at 7:30, the Des Moines Menace, led by new coach John Pascarella. They're playing against the reigning National Premier Soccer League champions in the 2017 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That'll be at Valley Stadium, May 10th at 7:30.
Got it.
And this is a big deal. This is the opening. It's almost like an exhibition game for the Menace, but that's actually these games are to win. These games are would be bigger than a lot they could do during the regular season because it starts out. So these tournaments are so teams like the Menace come in, and then.
Another team comes in.
Yeah, but it gets harder and harder. It's they're playing against professional teams.
Oh, okay.
And they're an amateur team. So
right.
From time to time, they win. Like last year, they won a couple games early in these tournaments, which is a big deal. And they'd like to do that again this year.
Nice. Des Moines Menace.
And they get to host it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, talking about stuff to do in the Metro all weekend and into next week. All right, we got to clear on out of here. Another great week behind us. Thanks so very much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jeff Pitts. He knows what to do because he works at City View. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Our producer way back there in Iowa, of course, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our, Des Moines Radio Group and our advertising agency is Mary Sayer. The program director is Patrick Wood. And, of course, the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for us by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, have a happy, happy Friday and a great weekend. We'll be back in Des Moines starting on Monday, God willing. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.